Today, a big announcement by the Natural Resource Conservation Service. So, dam rehabilitation project, it's nationwide. We're joined by NRCS Chief Jason Weller. And Jason, this is a big announcement you've been waiting for.
This is a really exciting announcement. So I'm very proud to be here in Oklahoma. Really, the very foundation of the agency I serve, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, actually our roots are from Oklahoma. The heart of the Dust Bowl, when we were created originally, the Soil Conservation Service. 80 years later, here we are today to celebrate a national program to help rehabilitate here in Oklahoma, but in other 25 other states across the country, dams that provide flood water protection and water supply for communities across the country.
What will having this funding, what will this mean not only to this state, but the 25 others?
So nationally, what we're announcing today is an investment of over $260 million. What this is going to do is invest in over 150 projects across the country to help provide rehabilitate dams that are still working but need to be upgraded and provide long-term safety. So here locally in Oklahoma, we're going to be investing $26 million into 14 structures across the state. That's going to help protect communities like the city of Perry we're in today. So the residents depend upon this facility we're at, this lake, for their not only recreation but also for water supply, but also protects the very town of Perry itself. So residents downstream of the facility will benefit from long-term flood protection, but also quality of life benefits like recreation and access to water.
What is kind of the state of our reservoirs across the nation right now?
NRCS, the agency I work for, we partnered with state agencies, counties, cities across the country, and we built together over a 40-year period almost 12,000 dams across the country in 47 states. We went on a construction binge 40 years ago. Well, now those dams are aging, and they're now reaching the end of their design life. So every day for the next 2 decades, so 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, another dam is going to reach the end of its design life. So keeping on top of that, ensuring that they continue to provide that flood protection and they're actually safe and protect those communities is going to be a job that's bigger than just my agency. It's a job that's going to be done, again, with that partnership with local communities and with state governments so that together we can come together and solve that.
How much funding has been made available to try and keep these reservoirs up to date since the time that they've been built?
So the program we're working and talking about today was first authorized, created about 14 years ago. So over that time period, we get on average around $15 to $20 million a year. Today, we're announcing at $260 million. So this is a massive infusion. This is a significant investment that's going to take what normally we would get over the period of 10 or 12, 15 years. We're getting in 1 year. And that's being delivered by the Farm Bill that was recently passed by Congress and signed into law by the President, gave us these resources to go out and get the job done much faster, provide that protection, those benefits to communities much quicker.
And what will be the rehabilitation process? These dams across the United States, they'll be rehabilitated over the next how many years?
So in the next 18 months. So we're cooking with gas. We're going to get this done really quick. So it's the planning and design work. In many cases, these already have in place. The engineering designs are complete. So what's all really is needed is construction money. But we can get that done, the construction done generally, in within a year or a year and a half. So we're going to move really quickly.
So it is a local and a national partnership. Talk about the local support on a statewide and local communities that, I guess, brings this project together.
So it's a cost-share program. The federal government provides a portion of the funding, but we can't do it alone. And the key is having that local support and the local leadership. So we actually are helping to support the local vision and what communities like the City of Perry or the Oklahoma Conservation Commission here in the state of Oklahoma, they really set the pace. They decide where the assistance needs to be delivered. They help design these projects, and we're there to help facilitate and enable it, where we can come in and invest in the overall project. So that local support and that actual leveraging of local dollars from cities, from counties, and from the state government is key. Without that support and leadership, we couldn't be here.
What's kind of the breakdown in terms of what comes federally and how much will come from maybe a statewide level?
So federally, we provide generally 60-65% of the match. And so for out of our, you know, you can kind of do the math of the $250 million we're providing through the program, around 40% of that is then going to be matched with state and local money as well.
And with this getting underway, how soon will construction get underway, I guess, across the nation?
So for projects that already have engineering and design in place, they can start as soon as probably maybe even this fall, but most likely next spring. So we're going to begin start moving earth real soon. Those projects that actually need the planning design work probably need a year, year and a half to get that engineering design work. So it'll be an additional year later then we'll actually begin construction. But it's our job, like we demonstrated previously, so the American Reinvestment Recovery Act, ARRA, was federal law 2009 where it's an infusion of funds to help with their economic recovery, but also infrastructure investments. This program benefited from that as well. And we demonstrated we could move fast. And so we got through that money and invested that into projects across the nation. And in a matter of 3 years, all the work was done. So we're going to move quickly.
For your agency, what do you think that today's announcement will mean in terms of, the future viability of especially a lot of rural America?
So this is just one example of the kind of assistance we provide. So we have a lot of other assistance we provide at NRCS. So we were founded, as I mentioned at the start, in the Dust Bowl, working with farmers and ranchers to help do good soil conservation. We've never lost sight of that. That's still kind of the heart of who we are. It's that locally led approach, working on a voluntary basis with farmers and ranchers to come on their operations at their invitation, to do planning assistance to help them address their soil, natural resource management, wetland restoration, wildlife habitat improvement, energy efficiency, water efficiency, water quality protection, you name it. We're there to help those producers. Then we also have financial assistance. So not only provide that technical assistance, that planning advice, we can then come in and cost share with those producers, share in the cost of getting those conservation activities in place to help them be, in our view, sustainably productive. Sustainable agriculture at NRCS means that they're going to be as successful this year, next year, 10 years from now, in terms of their production of food and fiber for the country. To us, that's what sustainable agriculture is about. And so we have the agronomic, engineering, and conservation expertise to help those farmers and ranchers be successful. And we also have a little money to help them along the way.
One topic that's become very apparent among farmers, ranchers, and rural America is the Waters of the U.S. proposal. What's your feeling in terms of a lot of people are commenting that makes the NRCS a regulatory agency? What's your view?
Well, the U.S. EPA is in charge of the Clean Water Act. We're here to work collaborative with farmers and ranchers. We're not a regulatory agency at all. And so, in my view, I can't speak to how Waters of the U.S. is going to impact farmers and ranchers. I think farmers and ranchers can speak for themselves in terms of those impacts. It's our job is to help producers meet their requirements, but really just focusing on their soil and water resource management. It is not going to turn NRCS into a regulatory agency. We're not going to be coming through the farm gate and be the water police, as some have alleged. That's not our job, and that's not at all who we're going to be, either today or in the future.
Do you think that EPA could have that power, though, to tell you that you will take on that role?
Absolutely not. EPA is not going to have the power to tell us how we do our jobs or what our authorities are. Our authorities are on the voluntary side to work at the invitation of the farmers and ranchers to give them that one-on-one advice and help them be successful. We're not there to regulate what they do on their farms and ranches.
Do you have any concerns about the Waters of the U.S. proposal?
I understand folks have concerns, and I know they are sharing those concerns with EPA. There's a formal process. There's also informal processes. Folks from across the country are sharing those concerns. I think there are some valid concerns there, and they have questions. I will leave it to farmers and ranchers to share those concerns with EPA.
All right. We've been joined by the NRCS Chief, Jason Weller, today. A big announcement out at Perry Lake. Again, funding for watershed restoration across the U.S. in 26 states, and 10% of that money staying here in Oklahoma. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.